Nearly 3 years after the 2015 terror attack in San Bernardino, KVCR is taking an in-depth look into the survivor's struggle with PTSD. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the first part in a four-part series that you'll hear this week and that we will post on our website, kvcrnews.org. Here's part one with Benjamin Perper.
Good morning. I would like to welcome everyone today to the Board of Supervisors meeting. Also welcome to...
It's January of 2018, over 2 years after the terrorist attack in San Bernardino that killed 14 people and wounded 22. Today, the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors is voting on a $175,000 contract to create a memorial for the victims. The supervisors approved the contract unanimously without any problems, but then the meeting opens up to public comment.
It is fitting that such a memorial be established. However, that memorial will be tarnished for a generation in the living memories of those very survivors and families of the victims you memorialize as they suffer for the rest of their lives the psychiatric scars of the willful neglect of the county.
That's Robert Fredericks, an insurance specialist who personally knows several of the victims. Speaking directly to the Board of Supervisors during public comment, Fredericks describes how survivors are being denied treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, through the county-funded workers' comp plan.
Of four survivors I know personally, three have had PTSD treatment denied. One was denied counseling benefits for 19 months, and after 12 approved sessions, further treatments were denied.
Because they were at work when the attack happened, the survivors had to go into the workers' compensation system. And because they worked for the county, they had to go into the county-funded workers' comp system. Part of that system is something called utilization review. That's where physicians have to submit requests for their patients' treatment to the county, anything from stool softener to opioids to psychotherapy. And it's through utilization review that Frederick says survivors are being denied treatment.
I would encourage you to table the $175,000 contract and repurpose those dollars as well as the reserve fund for the memorial to provide the PTSD treatment these survivors need and deserve.
David Wirt, the spokesman for San Bernardino County, says it's not that simple.
Whether we approved something, denied something, needed more information, in more than 99% of those cases, the county made the right call. So, you know, as far as in those instances where people have been denied treatment, it really isn't the county's fault.
Wirt says he and the county are sympathetic to the survivors and recognize they're frustrated by utilization review. But he says that the California workers' comp system is set up for things like a box falling on your foot or you slip and fall in the break room, not the kind of traumatic event these survivors went through. And that leads to a system that's not really prepared to deal with it.
Hopefully we have people up in Sacramento who are in a power to change that, working to change that. But the county as an employer has no choice but to follow that less than perfect process because there aren't any other options under the law.
But Robert Fredericks, who spoke out at the board meeting earlier, says the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors could do something about it.
What's sad is that, you know, these people, the Board of Supervisors individually, they are not bad people. They are good people. But the tragedy is when good people, you know, do the wrong things.
Fredericks works in insurance, but he also describes himself as a volunteer citizens advocate for the 12-2 survivors. He's spoken to the board about the survivor struggles in the workers' comp system nearly a dozen times now.
I have felt compelled, in the absence of others having awareness and motivation and opportunity, to speak for the benefit, you know, of the, you know, the 12-2 shooting survivors. It's not official. I've not been appointed. I've taken it upon myself.
Tune in to the rest of our series on the December 2nd Survivors' Struggles with PTSD. We'll hear from survivors, their attorneys, and the county. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.